Captain Mario Gonzalez drives up to the docks one December morning to find his fishing boat caked with ice. A storm is coming, and he wants to get another run in before it hits. One of his crew uses a sledgehammer to smash ice off the boat's roof. Gonzalez and his five-man crew fish for whiting, squid, and scup year-round in all kinds of weather. It's a lot of lifting and pulling on slippery decks, often at night, which is why he says he can't risk having someone on his boat impaired by drugs or alcohol.
Right now, we drug test all the time. We never used to do that, but since a couple months back, we started drug testing everybody to try to keep everybody, you know, keep those guys out of our boat anyway, because insurance reasons and all this stuff. And just, you're on the boat, you don't want somebody that's all high and stuff, playing with machinery and stuff to hurt somebody.
His crewman, Drew, used to be one of those guys. We're not using Drew's full name because having a drug history on the docks could hurt your chances of getting work.
I got hooked on Oxycontins way back.
Drew thinks he was in his mid-20s when he started abusing painkillers. That was after he blew out his knee and then hurt his back in a boating accident.
And then I had surgery on my back also. And I got prescribed pain medication. And it was just when I stopped taking it, I was, like, going through physical withdrawals, and I was trying to work at the same time, so...
That's when he realized he had a problem. Drew says when he injured his back, he was fishing off the coast of Maine. He'd gone down to his bunk to grab a pack of cigarettes, and a big wave hit the boat. He was thrown off his feet, and the bottom bunk smacked into his lower back. For months, he continued to work until he started losing feeling in his feet. After surgery, his doctor prescribed Oxycontin for pain.
I mean, they give it to you, and... You know, you just get hooked. Before that, I messed around and drank a few beers here and there, but I didn't do drugs.
Physical pain is a constant for many career fishermen, which may help explain their reputation for drinking and using drugs, says Deb Kelsey of the Fishing Partnership. That's a nonprofit that serves fishing families around New England.
Fishermen have always had a stigma of being drug addicts or drunks. I mean, that's at least, you know, what I... Growing up in New Bedford, I didn't know much about fishermen, but those were the things that I did hear.
A 2005 study by the Fishing Partnership found that insurance claims for substance abuse treatment in fishing families were three times the rate of the general population.
It's very strenuous. There's back problems, neck problems. So that obviously leads to more opiates being prescribed to these guys who have to use their bodies so hard.
Even so, Kelsey didn't realize just how widespread opioid use had become on New Bedford's docks. Her wake-up call came in February 2016 when a 57-year-old fisherman was found passed out on a boat, a syringe nearby. A few weeks later, police found heroin on 6 out of 11 outbound fishing boats searched during random drug raids. The drugs, police said, were intended for use at sea.
I realize that it is here and it is present and it is everywhere, and so... Something needed to be done.
Kelsey now trains fishermen to administer Narcan, a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. But she says it wasn't easy getting fishermen on board with the program.
Most of the pushback was from captains and or boat owners was, you know, I don't allow them to do drugs on my boat. Well, did you know that an overdose can happen up to 3 hours after a drug is ingested?
So a fisherman may be miles out at sea by the time the drugs take their full effect.